again, each day this week, I'm in the second week of Advent, inviting you to pause with me and wonder about light and dark again. And this morning, I was remembering yesterday's news articles about the building of the wind generators out in the sea, and wondering about the sea and it being a holy place. I'm not quite there this morning, but in my mountaineering past, I spent much time with people who lived in the mountains in several different countries. And I've got a theory that the people of the mountains are survivors. Their living is hard and they plan ahead. They need little and value everything. They see and respect forces in creation. Their beliefs are strong and they can see a long way and are in the light the longest. And the people of the plain are often here today and gone tomorrow. Living is easy, and they spread out over the land. They live for the moment, consume all they can, and can't see much of a view, and the light fades on them first. It's in the mountains that I've learnt most truths about myself. I find a sense of holiness in the mountains, and the way that people live seems holy, good, righteous and true. The light too in the mountains is strong, clean and pure, and above 4,000 metres there can be 400% more light than on the plain at sea level. Although this is only a personal theory, and it's a shaky one at that, I do hope that all of you have a light place where holy living is clear to see. John writes in his letter to the early church, God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to know God but walk in the darkness, we lie and do not walk in the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is the light, we have fellowship with one another, and God purifies us from all our wrongdoing.